Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching with her yoga ball, while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group, let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle, when she stops to ask you about circuit training, or resistance training, anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon, you're spotting each other for sets of 15. Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Maticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
We can bottle that up. Going on this road trip, we'd be pretty good. And, Rondo did a great job in that lineup with that group of getting those guys shots. They made them, obviously. But, just did a great job. That's kind of the prototypical production you want from your team. And we can get to that game more times than not.
That's Dwayne Wade on the 121-108 win over Philly at the UC. Rondo finished with 8 points and 10 assists. Butler led the Bulls with 28. Their 6-game road trip tips off Wednesday at the Thunder. NHL, the Blackhawks return to action tomorrow night at San Jose. Michael Roosevelt was placed on IR, and the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. NFL, the 49ers will hire former Tampa Bay safety and Fox TV analyst John Lynch as their new general manager. Major League Baseball, somehow retired Cubs catcher David Ross found himself a TV gig. College hoops, AP top 25. Northwestern checks in at 25. They're a ranked team for the first time since 2010. Your top five, Gonzaga, Baylor, Kansas, Villanova, and Arizona. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abatacol, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51, this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
You have some news here from the United Center. Fred Hoiberg has announced that...
Mini Del Hoiberg.
For disciplinary reasons. Now this is discipline.
This will get him.
This is where the hammer is coming down. That Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade will both be on the bench to start the game, replaced by some combination of Paul Zipser and Doug McDermott.
Fred's like, to hell with it. You gonna pay me my money. I'm tired of this. It's the substitute teacher who's tired of being bullied by the kids, and he just
starts... That's enough.
Right. He pulls out a switchblade and like, hey, dude, wait a minute. Hold on now.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Marcus?
Well, they can certainly get a top defensive player at three. They could probably find a trade partner with somebody else who wants a top defensive player, go down to the high middle to middle of the first round, and maybe still get the best quarterback. The strength of this draft at safety, at tight end, cornerback. One of the things I'd love to see him do, if they were to go down to 14, 15, 16, they'd get an extra number one for that. And then at 14, 15, 16, I wouldn't cringe as much if they took one of the top three quarterbacks, where they could still get potentially a really good defensive player or tight end.
More action. More excitement. More everything. Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And at 2:05, we go to the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. Ray Ratto is on Twitter at RattoCSN because he works for Comcast SportsNet Bay Area. And you're such a lucky guy that you have the 49ers. You know, we have the Bulls here and occasionally the bumbling Bears. But man, Utah, if you were to really rank the professional sports franchises that are just the endless bounty that is provided for people who do what we do, Ray, you're a lucky guy.
Yeah, but in fairness, we also have to endure the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sucks for you.
How cute they are. Ray, is this a problem where your owner or ownership group thinks out of the box far too often, not yielding enough results?
Yeah, I kind of think so. I think there's nothing necessarily wrong with John Lynch in and of himself. And there's nothing in and of itself wrong with Kyle Shanahan. But you put them together with a front office that has largely been at best dysfunctional and at worst a dumpster fire. And I think you end up with the potential for a massive disaster. It's too risky a hire. And if I understand the timeline correctly, it's an awful lot about he aced the interview, which isn't really the only criterion. A lot of people could ace an interview without any experience. You can get a stand-up comic who can ace the interview. But when you combine, no front office experience, a coach who actually hasn't been named yet but has never been a head coach on any level, and the nightmare above them both, and the nightmare below them both, this is a recipe for serious stank.
Now I'm thinking about, after seeing the list and thinking about the stand-up comedian possibility, I'm picturing Gilbert Gottfried and Louis Anderson in line outside the door to interview with Jed York. But
the only real choice is Doug Stanhope.
But when you end up with a guy who is fresh-faced and doesn't have enough of a resume to really critique, it puts you and others in a position of having to sort of say,
okay, yeah, we'll see. And he'll surround himself with people who might know the actual day-to-day operation of a personnel department. But when the first comp is Matt Millen for a former player with no experience being given the reins, that's not good.
Well, okay, but that's one comp. Another comp that I've seen is John Elway. And, you know, when he had Tim Tebow as his quarterback, it was a bit of a white knuckler. On the other hand, when he had Peyton Manning and a great defense, all of a sudden he started to look like a genius. It's not John Lynch in and of himself. It's the combination of all the things that could go bad and taking that up against the combination of things that all could go good. They can't have anything go wrong. And that's, you know, the percentages there are just, you know, they're to me, they're staggering. And, you know, maybe this does work out. Maybe this is the dream combination to end all dream combinations. But that's not the way to bet.
Are 49ers fans and people that are covering this team looking at this as like a fluke situation? Because I've never seen the circumstances that an organization has had to deal with like this in, what, forever? I mean, 3 or 4 years ago, this was a team that people thought was going to be a perennial playoff, if not NFC championship contender. And you had Balke, and you had Harbaugh, and you had Colin Kaepernick, and all those great players on defense. And then 3 or 4 years later, retirements and a coach going back to college and influx within the front office. Is this one of those things where even if you try to map it back to the genesis, you're never going to see anything like this again?
Oh, I think we're underestimating the ability of a team to just vomit all over itself. Because it happens in a lot of cities. This one is particularly unique, though,
right?
Because it was going so good for a while. But while it was going good, it was also going dangerously bad. I mean, York and Harbaugh had pretty much had enough of each other after 2 years. I mean, their personalities did not mesh at all, and neither one of them would back down. And ultimately, you know, it ends up with a team that had a significant three-year arc. Then it levels off in the fourth year. They change coaches, mostly because York is tired of dealing with Harbaugh. And then it goes into the toilet at warp speed. And now you need an army of plumbers to pull it out. And I just don't know that these guys are the plumbers to make that happen.
Does Jed York know what he doesn't know? And as you answer that, I'll also ask you, does he care?
I think he believes that he is perpetually the smartest man in the room. And those who don't understand his methods are, by nature, ignorant of his grander purpose. And the best way to find out if you're the smartest guy in the room is to presume that you're never the smartest guy in the room. I don't know that Jed has that capacity, and as a result, he's very often the dumbest guy in the room, certainly on football matters. I mean, he's monstrously unqualified, as most owners are. But, you know, when you surround yourself with people who have remarkably little experience at the tasks you're giving them, and you're limited yourself, I mean, again, you know, the percentages to say that this is going to end up with a lot of very acrid black smoke in the sky. I mean, just it's, you know, there's, you know, it's too risky in too many ways. And he likes risk in a lot. I mean, he let Mike Singletary be a head coach without any head coaching
experience.
He hired
Jim Tom Sula.
Because he just liked the way he carried himself. Yeah. I mean, well, Tom Sula was just it was a gut reaction to Harbaugh because the players did like Jim Tom Sula. And the family, you know, the York family loved him. But he's Jim Tom Sula. He's a guy who, you know, he's a position coach. He's going to be a position coach till he dies. And there's nothing wrong with that. But they put him in charge of a deteriorating roster and a dysfunctional front office, and he got crushed. I mean, I don't, you know, when people like to make fun of him, I don't go there because, you know, he was who he was. He was just a genuine guy. This was his capabilities. He was offered a chance to make, you know, six times as much money as he'd ever seen the rest of his life, and he took it. You know, and he did the best he could, but, you know, he was plainly overmatched. And that's not on him. That's on the guy who hires him. So, I mean, it's, you know, with York, there's never any sort of commonality of thought about this is what I want this to be. Mostly he knows what he doesn't want it to be, because what he doesn't want it to be is what he just had. And he's done that now three times in 3 years. So, you know, unless he's willing to give these two guys 6 years to work it out and hope that they get lucky, well, we'll be back here laughing at them again in 2 years. Maybe one if we're really fortunate.
Ray Ratto from CSN Bay Area joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. In covering Colin Kaepernick this last year, what was most eye-opening to you, whether it be stuff you heard from readers, stuff you heard from people around the team, and what do you think his future is in the NFL?
Tell me what team he's going to go on, and I'll tell you what his future is. I mean, he's got some skills, but he's easy to defend. And the whole idea that the 49ers had by making him the starter as soon as Alex Smith got hurt was that they thought that he was the guy that nobody could stop. Well, you give any competent defensive coordinator 6 months to figure out something, he'll figure it out. And that's the biggest thing that happened to him as a football player, is, you know, his limitations basically were shown to him, and they were shown to him aggressively. You know, he doesn't read the whole field well. He tends to make one read and then put the ball down. He's not an accurate thrower. I mean, and defensive coordinators, you know, they had the video on it, and they saw it, and they went, we're going to break this guy. And they did in record time. That's what happened to Colin Kaepernick as a quarterback. So he'd have to go to the right situation with a guy who can basically either polish up the things he doesn't have or devise a system whereby he doesn't have to do any of those things. And do I think that's likely? No. But that's his future. Tell me where he's going, and I'll give you a better idea. But, you know, right now, he's too easy to deal with if you're a defensive coordinator. And guys like that get killed and eaten.
You mentioned the Warriors before, and I know on these airwaves we were replaying the 2 minutes or the minute and 40 seconds of Steve Kerr very soberly and eloquently giving his more than informed opinion about the most important topic around the world right now, and especially coming from his position of being the son of a man assassinated by Islamic terrorists, and hearing his heartfelt opinion. I have to tell you that not just Steve Kerr, but Greg Popovich and Stan Van Gundy and others in the NBA, what the Milwaukee Bucks have asked because of Thon Maker, and what the Luol Deng situation has brought up.
Toronto Raptors.
There's something about the NBA. There's a courage of some of these coaches and a desire to be heard. Steve Kerr is a pretty special guy to be around, and that's another guy. And I was joking before, but you really are lucky to have the day-to-day access with somebody like that who's that thoughtful.
He's absurdly good. I mean, in fact, I told Brian Curtis at the Ringer one time, I said, the day he leaves, things around this team will be dramatically worse, because he is that thoughtful and he is that smart on a lot of subjects a lot of the time, and he's not afraid to express them. You know, you get football coaches who don't want to touch politics because it might disrupt, you know, whatever idiotic drill they want to run in 45 minutes.
Distraction, right.
Yeah, which is, you know, a distraction is created by the team to itself almost exclusively. And that's across all sports. It's, you know, it's the ones who recognize that there is an outside world and it can be mastered in the process of coaching your team. Those are the ones that get it. You know, it's not the only way you can succeed, but he's a guy who's, you know, he's not afraid to speak. He doesn't think that free speech is a detriment to, you know, team building. And I think it's one of the things that his players appreciate, is that, you know, he'll tell them stuff that maybe sometimes they don't want to hear, but because they know he's got their best interests at heart, they're willing to hear it.
And Ray, I think
it's the biggest reason why, you know, for all their talent, you know, they were good 2 years ago, and they were good last year, and they're gonna be good this year and the year after that.
I think it's even beyond that, though. I think it's more than just a confidence in it not being a distraction or not hurting their team. When it comes to Steve, who I knew here covering him as a player, and Pop and others, that they actually feel a responsibility. That they feel that they, because of what basketball has done for inclusivity, because of what basketball has done for minorities for years, for what it's been, and Adam Silver's the same way. I think they feel that it's something that not only it's something not to avoid, but something they should actively look to do. And I think that's a big difference.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't look into their souls whether they believe that this is an obligation that they should take up, even if they're not asked. I mean, the fact is, he was asked once about this, and he spoke up boldly and forthrightly about it, and now he's asked about it fairly regularly, as Pop is, as Stan Van Gundy is. And, you know, they said, you know what? I spoke out, and the world didn't collapse, and my team didn't go flaky. I'm now going to speak my mind again, and I'm going to speak it again and again and again. And, you know, it takes a lot of people to be able to defend free speech. I mean, you know, what if Joe Lacob decided he didn't like the message that Kerr was giving? Well, maybe Kerr quits. You know, what if right. You know, what if Peter Holt says, you know, Greg Popovich, that stuff's not going to fly in Texas. You got to stop. Well, Popovich quits. And there's a point at which, the ability to speak out boldly and without fear is a function of the people around you. You know, I mean, Kerr's message is one that resounds really loudly in that locker room, as I think it would in all 30 NBA locker rooms. But I also think it resounds pretty loudly, you know, in NFL locker rooms. I think it, but you don't hear a lot of football coaches doing that because the culture doesn't permit it. You're right about the NBA, but I think that predates Silver, and I think that, predates Pop. The only difference is, you know, these are weird times politically, and weird times demand voices.
Well, glad we had yours today, Ray. As always, we appreciate it.
Well, give it time. You'll feel different.
Ray Ratto.
Good stuff.
CSN Bay Area. 312-644-6767.
For the people who have not heard what Steve Kerr had to say, we'll play that for you on the other side of a break. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show right here on 670 The Score.
Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51. It's Matt Ryan's Atlanta Falcons.
And high stepping in for the touchdown! 73 yards for Julio Jones!
Taking on Brady and Belichick's New England Patriots.
It's a flea flicker. Brady winds up. Long pass over the shoulder catch.
Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station. Super Bowl 51 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. Hey, bottom line, it has not been a very good postseason. It just hasn't. None of us are going to care or remember that if Atlanta v. New England lives up to all the hype, and there's no reason why it shouldn't. The two best teams in the league, nobody's going to argue that. The Falcons' high-powered offense and underrated and underappreciated defense that gets better every single week. And it's going up against, arguably, the greatest quarterback and the greatest coach ever. They win Sunday, and there's no debating that. They lose Sunday, and there's probably still no debating that. Now, you know the whole rap. Give the Hood Man 2 weeks to get ready for anybody, and he cannot lose. That's not necessarily true. Mostly true, but not necessarily. And while it's still too early in the week for me to call the upset, it would not surprise me in the least if the Falcons were to win this game.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
you can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Premiering CBS Thursday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. Series premiere CBS Thursday after the Big Bang Theory.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Nation. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Curry has time. 3 seconds. Curry from half court. Ah!
Golden State Warriors are still doing their Golden State Warrior thing, but their head coach has been a thinker for a long time and has been affected by many of the things that we are talking about today in today's social climate and today's sports world, and when they intersect and overlap and we do the whole hashtag stick to sports thing. Well, this is Steve Kerr actually addressing some of those things in a media gathering before the game. I think it was last night, if I'm not mistaken. So pregame talk by Steve Kerr.
As someone who, as whose family member was a victim of terrorism, you know, having lost my father, if we're trying to combat terrorism by banishing people from coming to this country, really going against the principles of what our country's about and creating fear, it's the wrong way to go about it. If anything, we could be breeding anger and terror, so I'm completely against what's happening. I think it's shocking. I think it's a horrible idea. I feel for all the people who are affected. Families are being torn apart, and I worry in the big picture what this means to the security of the world. It's going about it completely opposite. Yeah, you want to solve, you know, terror. You want to solve crime. It's not the way to do it.
And just, you know, to what he's making reference there, Steve Kerr's father, I believe back when he was in college, when Steve was in college at Arizona, Steve Kerr's father was murdered by Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. His dad was president of the American University in Beirut and was assassinated. So that is the specifics of what he was talking about there. It was a politically motivated killing, obviously, is why it's determined to be an assassination. And asked and answered. And that's something that I thought that Ray Ratto would bring up too, is that I and Greg Popovich doesn't care how things play in San Antonio, but I do think that Steve Kerr understands, and I think part of the reason why he had felt comfortable taking the job in San Francisco is because in that climate, if you look at what's happening right now with the backlash, with some of the visa rules and some of the inability that the family members of many people in Silicon Valley are having due to this because of the number of foreign workers. And now there's expected to be another executive order that's going to change work visas. That's going to make an immediate hit. That's going to affect Silicon Valley and affect American tech companies in a way that perhaps they hadn't seen coming. That despite trying to make nice with the executive branch, that Steve Kerr, he knows where he is. You know, he certainly understands where he is.
Yeah, and after an update, we'll talk about how social media and the new age and new athlete, how they are being affected by all this, and how, you know, a lot of guys are making their thoughts known, whether you fall on their side or political leaning, whatever the case may be. It's happening a lot more than the stick to the sports crowd want to hear right now.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. We start with the Bulls as they look to build on their 121-108 win over Philly. They head out for a six-game road trip starting Wednesday at the Thunder. NHL, the Blackhawks return to action tomorrow night at San Jose. Michael Roosevelt was placed on IR, and the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. NFL, the 49ers will hire former Tampa Bay safety and Fox TV analyst John Lynch as their new GM. Major League Baseball, retired Cubs catcher David Ross found himself a TV gig. And college hoops, AP Top 25, Northwestern checks in at 25. They're a ranked team for the first time since 2010. Your top five are Gonzaga, Baylor, Kansas, Villanova, and Arizona. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. Keeping your car running at its peak performance at AutoZone, maximize performance, fuel economy, engine life, and save. Get a 5.25-ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel System Treatment for just $3.99. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
You mentioned Greg Popovich, and of course we played the Steve Kerr stuff. And A'Sherrod Blakely, who covers the Detroit Pistons, had some thoughts from one Stan Van Gundy earlier today along the same lines. And Stan Van Gundy has not shied away from this situation in the last few months of where he thinks the country is going. And, you know, the term stick to sports no longer applies because these guys got social media. And you are interacting at a higher rate with sports and entertainment figures more than you ever were before. There were nice little quiet pockets that guys stayed in, and you didn't know their leanings until they came out. The part that I can't understand, Dan, and you are, you know, far more educated and smarter. I'm being honest with you. The part I can't understand is the lack of conversation that is had whenever there's a difference of opinions You know, it used to be where you said something and then you explained to someone why you felt that way. And you didn't have to run or retreat to your little corner. And I am glad that these guys have chosen this time and chosen where they are in their careers to engage in those conversations. You know, it's hard, especially with what we do, where, you know, you want to stay in the toy department as that NL called it so long ago. But things affect people. Things affect people that you know every single day or that you may not comment on that
sure.
you are affected by. Like, for instance, my mother has her green card, and my mother is not traveling to any of those seven countries that were on this purported ban. But you know what? I don't want any issues. I don't want my mother traveling out of this country and having problems getting back. My mother is not a criminal. My mother has been a taxpayer for a very, very long time in this country. And the numbers, the sheer numbers that are out there, some of these athletes are affected the same way your mail carrier is, or the same way your janitor is, or the same way the CEO of your company may be. So for us to still throw them in this box of shut up and do what you do to entertain me and only do that, I think you're more part of the problem than any president or any local government could be.
What I look at when athletes get involved on that level and want to be increasingly involved on that level, one thing social media does is it creates communities. And one lament that I continue to have, and where I think a real divide is we have people demonizing the idea of living in major cities. We have the difference of the real life between living in big cities, mm-hmm. which provide the tax base, which provide the most of the economic muscle of the states. And we have people elsewhere who are, it's not like they're no less legitimate citizens, but they lead a vastly different life in homogenized communities and homogenized political districts. And so many people who are fearful and resentful of others, just I wish they could live with them more. I wish some people would have the opportunity to travel more to other places, to travel to other countries, to have different cultures just a part of the lives in which they've lived all their lives. And I think we're very lucky. And to cities,
I've never deemed that scary.
Unfortunately,
I've never thought of that as like, right. Oh no,
unfortunately,
being around different people. Right.
What has happened is that people, the certain forces have demonized American cities as dystopian hellscapes of crime and destruction when it's the furthest thing from the truth. And ideally, our social media communities, rather than being echo chambers for can be, hey, what do you think? What do you think about this? Or exposure to other cultures and people, you know, those of us, and I've mentioned it before, people, you know, my sister lives in Brooklyn, and, you know, when she walks to the train every day to
Brooklyn's
to go to
work. Brooklyn's a different Brooklyn than it used to be, boy.
It is. But you know, she loves the fact that there is a Syrian bakery right next to a kosher butcher. And she says every day they're both out on the front step hanging out with each other.
Chopping it up, yeah.
All, and then, you know, across the street is, there's, you know, a Muslim olive vendor. I mean, it's, and there's something about city life. There's something about when it is. You said your mail carrier. Now, it's your friends. It's the kids on your kids' baseball teams and your kids' hockey team and your kids' soccer team. And it's the life that you live. And so many people so angry and fearful of Muslims, of blacks, of just. Don't live with them.
Women,
well, they're around women. But I wish that people could have normal, regular exposure in everyday life when they go, and their pharmacist at CVS happens to be from Pakistan. And that's just it's just your pharmacist. That's all. It's just somebody in your life. And I wish an online community, rather than creating pockets of echo speak, could be more of, hey, this is, get out there a little bit.
The online community, I think, is the problem too, because not enough conversations are had. Like, when's the last time, and for anybody, whether you're left-leaning or right-leaning, when's the last time you had a conversation with someone that you disagreed with?
Well,
and you heard those person, that person's reasons, and you may find, because I do feel like for the people who have not experienced the life of big city life and being around you know, a diverse and multicultural environment, I do feel like that pocket that isn't around that gets shut out and then, you know, muscles up a little bit, and those people need to be talked to as well. That's why, you know, that's why when we talk about sports, all these things come together. And I do, you know, I do kind of get where you can be scared, you can be afraid, or you think that your opinion may be shouted down. And I think this is the second step in that, in getting past it. When you see Steve Kerr or Greg Popovich or Stan Van Gundy coming out and saying how they feel, immediately, you know, saying, oh, he's right or he's wrong, finding out why that person feels that way, or looking inward and trying to figure out, okay, why am I so steadfast in these
What's
reasons?
Scaring me?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
here's the other thing too. We have a lot of fun with generalities.
No
and
doubt.
This is no to go doubt. Beyond what we do generally and make a lot of jokes. Yeah. And we'll continue to do so. When I got to college and was engaged in a lot of vigorous debate of all kinds, and I took all kinds of classes just because I wanted to. And I didn't go there to learn sports broadcasting. I went there to learn things. And taking anthropology and comparative literature and so many different things, I learned to have a very deep and abiding respect for genuine political conservatism. That the William F. Buckley conservatism, the standing athwart history and saying stop, the idea that the rational explanation for the government that governs least governs best, there is true conservatism. Is important to political debate, and I think is intellectually rigorous and material, and I respect educated conservatism, but that is different than demagoguery and inhumanity that transcends what I understood to be applied with some of these labels of this is so far beyond liberal, conservative, or Democrat, Republican. It is so far beyond that.
Well, we're going to get in trouble, too, with the assumptions that are made on either side as well. Like, you know, if you don't think that like, because whenever I mention anything on Twitter and it's you know, regarding sports, as I tweeted about Steve Kerr's comments or tweeted about Stan Van Gundy's comments or comments from other guys before them, the assumptions that you fall all along one side or one leaning the entire in your entire thinking, You know, there are many things actually that Barack Obama did during his term in office, his two terms in office, that I was not a fan of. And if you have those conversations with people, you get past those assumptions, and all of a sudden you may find that you have more in common with the person that you think that you're aligned to dislike or hate anytime they speak out of their sports turn or their entertainment turn. So I do find it very interesting and important that these sports figures, whatever their political leaning is, say how they feel. You know, I think this has been the great unmasking of America because of sports the last 5 months. Whether it be the Colin Kaepernick stuff, whether it be, you know, All Lives Matter versus Black Lives Matter, or the stick to sports stuff. I think this last 5 months has been, you know, we talk about disinfectant to a locker room and
sunlight.
Yeah, this is what it is. All right. Now, what are you going to do with it? Are you actually going to talk to a person that, as you mentioned, isn't living in the same echo chamber as you? And actually, not Facebook comments, not all these other things. Are you actually going to have a conversation with someone who isn't like you? And I take it very seriously, Dan. The older I get, and I joked about it while I was on the Spiegel and Goff show, and we joked about it together. But I take it very seriously that there are some people out there who I am the only person of color that they have an intimate relationship with.
In their lives.
4 hours a day, they hear about my family. They hear about my son. They hear about my girl. They heard me cry when I was going through all the stuff when people were getting shot out there with no repercussions. So,
it's unfair to put that responsibility on you because it means you take on an outsized representation where you almost then
I'm not representing for everybody, but I take it very seriously that I may be the only voice that person hears today, but that isn't like theirs.
What I'm saying is
they may work next to
that's
somebody.
That's a burden on you though. Because that means you have to think about how.
But
how,
I don't. Okay. I want to be as normal as I possibly can be.
That's hard.
I want to be the exact guy that I was, you know, before I started producing. Or, you know, of course, you grow and you learn a little bit. But I do think it's very important for us to throw all of this in a pot, because all we're doing is we got a bunch of separate pots and nobody's eating the food. Everybody's angry at each other and no one's talking about anything. No one's actually seeing why. Like, there's a certain group of people that slid into the left side, where, you know, the elites who don't care about the small town and farm workers who have some of the same conditions that African Americans have in big cities, but it's not deemed as important for nationally for them. So they struggle in their little towns. And then on the other side, you've got a group of very, very angry people who have snuck into that party and taken it over. And it's not representative of everything that those people think. But you have to be true to party now. So there are pockets that have slid into both sides of the aisle. And what they're doing now is enjoying the fact that no one's talking about this, enjoying the fact that there is no discourse there. You can't have a conversation. I remember when it used to be, all right, no religion, no politics, joking around at dinners, or, you know, after a graduation or something like that. Now it's none of that any of the time. And now what you have is you can create your own reality. You can create your own alternative
facts.
Alternative facts. You can do all those things without any pushback. And that is very dangerous. And I'm talking about both sides of this. It's very dangerous to not talk to anybody that differs from your opinion.
That's why I loved seeing some of the shots from the airport protests over the weekend, where you had in both Seattle at SeaTac and at JFK, there were rabbis leading interfaith services. As you had Muslims praying with their daily prayer time there in the middle of the protests, you had rabbis there also, literally right next to them. And those are powerful images. Mm-hmm. Those are, and like I say, some of what this is happening, this is not politics anymore. This is more important than that. It is not just scoring political points. The mechanism is breaking. It's all there are the fiber that holds us together is threatening to come apart. And these moments in history, fortunately, or if don't come along all that often, but also fortunately, we have the power to respond to them. And all we can do is hope that we're responding in the right way. Hope we respond in a way that sets the best example for our children. And getting back to my initial point, I would love for everybody to be able to use all the mechanisms we have to connect, to travel virtually, to be like that scene in Brooklyn.
The world is as small as you want it to be.
But it's not as small as it could be, because everybody should be living virtually.
And that's why
More different people.
That's why it's good and it's okay for these athletes and these coaches and these front office people to speak how they feel about what's going on in this country right now. Either way, you know, I have never, like with Tom Brady, I don't say, oh, he should shut up and stick to throwing a football. No, not at all. I want to know why he feels the way he feels. I want to get to the bottom of it. What are your experiences that have molded you into that kind of thought process? And hopefully, you know, you can share those things with others and you move on. You create a conversation that's necessary. We talk about the conversation too often. We don't have it enough.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is Bernstein and Goff afternoons on 670 The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It is just comical what's happened with the Chicago Bulls. The lack of professionalism is stunning.
Yeah.
He said what? Quick, shove your head in the sand.
Somewhere Derrick Rose is going, see, it wasn't my fault.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Buffalo Wild Wings is everyone's favorite premier sports bar and the best place to watch the big game. They have tons of TVs, great food like beefy burgers, tasty wraps, and B-Dub's signature wings. Wash it all down with your choice of up to 40 different beers on tap. Having a big game party at home? Carry out the B-Dub's flavor and be the MVP. Call ahead now to pre-order your wings before February 5th so you can schedule a pickup time. Call them in Skokie, Northbrook, and Old Orchard Mall. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
We're getting the
party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Did you ever look at vacation in the face, mister?
Hey,
what you talking about?
Look, I could have. There's a lot of ways I could have reacted, and I just said, okay.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
I said, let's go.
Lady looked at me last night. She goes, we should have a vacation soon. I'm like, yeah, I was looking for that, you know, at the honeymoon or whatever, and then somewhere that we could take Jace. She was like, oh, yeah, we got Jace. I'm like, yes. Yeah. So I'm like, yes. We do have a baby that has to travel with us wherever we go for the next, I don't know, 3-4 years before we trust someone to hang out over the weekend or something like that.
Yeah, she came home and she said, I said, how was the trip? And she said, great. How was the gala? Great. She said, oh, and I bought one of the live auction items.
Nice.
Like, all right. What are we doing?
You now have to transform into a woman.
Well, you know,
that'll be a year. That'll be 2017 for Dan Bernstein.
I have run enough of these auctions to think, wow, look at these people doing this. Look at these people. Wow, this is great. And I'm always the guy trying to separate people from their money and for a good cause.
Of course.
And
it's in your blood.
Hey, you know what?
See, you're making a joke. You're telling people not to put people in categories, and you're doing it right there just for a cheap joke. You guys are hypocrites.
I apologize to all the Jewish people
sports.
Who are like Dan Bernstein. But if you are a Jewish person that isn't like Dan Bernstein, you understand.
Look, I saw a lot of them with the Make America Great Again yarmulkes on.
Really? I remember, back in grade school.
Single issue voters. You're talking...
Voting on what affects you. But I remember back in grade school when the fellas used to have the yarmulkes and the sports logo on it. And
stick to sports, you stupid beanies.
No one cares about your religion. I don't want to wear my religion on my hat.
I'm switching to somebody else's head. And I don't have to look at your head anymore. I'm going to look at that guy's head.
I'm like, man, this guy's got a Bulls one. This guy's got a Sox one. Like, being Jewish is the way to go.
We're going to talk some basketball with Jeremy Wu of SINBA writer next on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this. Together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Premiering CBS Thursday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. Series premiere CBS Thursday after the Big Bang Theory.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $129 a month for 36 months with $2,829 due at lease signing. That's right, just $129 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see what makes Hyundai better. For more details, call 8-